cost accounting methods, variances, and transfer pricing. For internal management decision-making, standard cost accounting might be used, or its lesser-used alternative, actual cost accounting. This or a similar system will be more familiar to persons outside of the accounting department. It is also important to track variances. When organizations are working with subsidiaries in different countries, they can select an internal price for transferring goods between the subsidiaries. This is called a transfer price. These concepts are discussed next: standard cost accounting and actual cost accounting. Standard cost accounting or actual cost accounting is used for internal inventory valuation purposes. These are often just called standard costing and actual costing. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines some relevant terms as follows. Standard cost accounting system. A cost accounting system that uses cost units determined before production for estimating the cost of an order or product. For management control purposes, the standards are compared with actual costs, and variances are computed. Standard costs. The target costs of an operation, process, or product, including direct material, direct labor, and overhead charges. Variance, 1. The difference between the expected, budgeted, or planned value and the actual value. 2. In statistics, a measurement of dispersion of data. Actual cost system. A cost system that collects costs historically as they are applied to production and allocates indirect costs to products based on the specific costs and achieved volume of the products. Job costing. A cost accounting system in which costs are assigned to specific jobs. This system can be used with either actual or standard costs in the manufacturing of distinguishable units or lots of products. Note how the definition of job costing shows how an organization's manufacturing environment will use either standard or actual costs within a costing system that is specific to its environment. In standard costing, target values for an operation, process, or product are predetermined at the beginning of a planning period. Standard hours, standard materials, and so on are used to estimate direct materials, direct labor, and factory overhead costs. At the end of the period, once all actual costs are known, these estimates are adjusted by stating the differences as variances. Actual cost is reflected in the final adjusted accounting entries. Standard costing is addressed more below as part of the discussion of variances. An alternate to standard costing is to use actual costing. In this method, actual item costs are tracked by lot, batch, or order. This method can be used when item costs may fluctuate greatly between inventory purchases. A disadvantage is that actual costs may not be known for some time, so the information has less timeliness. Since the main purpose of costing is to enable timely management decision-making, this method is not as popular as standard costing. Note that an organization might use standard costing or actual costing for its internal decision-making, while simultaneously using FIFO, LIFO, average cost, or specific identification for preparing financial statements. The latter methods will be less visible to persons outside of the accounting department. Variances. Aggregate inventory measures indicate how well inventory is managed from an overall business perspective. They are used to set goals against which actual performance can be measured. Since the inventory budget or standard cost is a primary goal, studying variances between these goals and actual costs is the place to start. Amounts above the projected or budgeted cost are negative variances, and amounts below the target are positive variances. The opposite would be true for revenue/profit variances. The degree of variance is important. Often there will be a threshold set so that variances above a certain level are considered material, significant, and needing management review, and variances below the threshold are immaterial, insignificant, and attributed to random variation. Even material positive variances may need a review, as someone could have used poor business practices, for example, below-grade materials, or could have had a breakthrough to be emulated. Note that the budget could be fixed, set for a certain volume of sales, or it could be variable or flexible. In the latter type, the variable cost targets related to sales volume are automatically adjusted as the sales volume changes. In such a case, the volume target for inventory variances will be higher if sales are higher and lower if sales are lower. This type of budget avoids problems such as needing to explain a negative cost variance that was due to higher sales volume. A projected or budgeted cost can be set for aggregate inventory. When expressed as a monetary value, all of the various types of inventory can be aggregated. Later, when accountants have calculated the actual costs, these can be compared. Items of low value that have variances will not affect the total cost variance much. High-value item variance will have significant impact. The number of units in inventory can also be set as a projected or budgeted target and compared to actual units, but this type of analysis would be best conducted at the product family level, since units of very different value could otherwise skew the results. If a standard costing system is used for inventory, there will be a standard set for the rate, cost per unit, and the volume, quantity of units. For operations, this can be broken down into inputs of raw materials and cost and quantity, as well as outputs of finished goods and cost and quantity. For purchased materials, there will be a standard cost per unit. There may be either a standard quantity or quantity targets could be allowed to vary with demand. A benefit of a standard costing system is that accountants can record the standard costs immediately as an operation occurs, generating data for both internal decision-making and external financial reporting. Later, when the invoices have been paid and the operations have occurred, they make adjustments to the records in a separate account so that both the actual amounts and the quantity and rate variances from the standards can be analyzed. Standards that show regular variances may need review either to find the root cause or to update the standard to be more realistic. Transfer pricing. Transfer pricing is the pricing of goods or services transferred from one segment of a business to another. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Various transfer pricing methods can be used, from selling at cost to selling at market price, called at arm's length, to selling at a negotiated price. The method chosen will create different incentives between the two subsidiaries. For example, selling at cost promotes more internal buying while selling at market price promotes considering external sources. Transfer pricing can be used to transfer profits out of a high-tax country to a low-tax country, and so the practice is highly scrutinized by tax authorities. Transfer prices are subject to numerous regulations for this reason. Transfer pricing does not affect the choice of inventory valuation methods. The receiving organization will still choose one of the underlying valuation methods to value this inventory.